Class of 67 weekend. Good morning. I'm Chris Jost, and we're going to roll it back. Where were you in 67? You're going to hear some voices that you may not have heard in at least 30 years. How about the names of Bob Harrington, Mike Adams, Brian McIntyre, Johnny Lane, all from the days of the new WCOL, 12:30 a.m. Then we'll move into the 70s, which includes Dave Bishop and Neil Shapiro, and a list of others, including myself. I worked there in the early 70s. So stay with us. We're going to have fun. We're going to reminisce. Sit back and relax. We're going to relive it from 1967 on Oldies 107.9 Columbus.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
You more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God unless you please. Mrs. Robinson, heaven holds a place for those who break. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon. Going to the candidates' debate. Laugh about it, shout about it when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Ooh. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? George and Joe had left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Of 67 weekends.
Only 107.9.
Sweep the light.
107.9 Columbus, number one for oldies from the summer of 1967. Procol Harum, that kicked it off for him, A Whiter Shade of Pale. Good morning. It's 11:18. I'm Chris Jost, and we're going to have a great time this morning and into the afternoon by sharing the airwaves for some memories and some great voices from the past. 12:30, the new WCOL. You're kicking it off, Bob Harrington. The years 1962 to 1967 at 12:30 a.m.
Yes.
How are things going? And tell us, take us back.
Well, let's go back to 62.
All right.
I was at a 50,000-watt station in Tampa, Florida, WINQ, which is owned by Remington Rand Corporation. And I worked the afternoon drive, but I didn't care for Tampa. One afternoon, I finished my shift, got in my car, drove to Columbus, Ohio. Pulled up in front of 22 South Young Street. I didn't even know what COL was, other than what I'd heard on the radio coming up. Excuse me. And I went upstairs, and I met this guy named Steve Jones. I guess you know him.
I think he's a brother of mine.
I'm sure he is. And I said, well, I really need a job. And he asked me about my background and what I knew about running a board. Of course, the great Tip Carpenter had built the board, and I knew nothing about it. But he made it so easy that anybody could run it. I asked Steve what he wanted me to do, and he said that a guy had just left to go to Wing in Dayton, and they needed somebody 10 to 2. And I said, okay, when do I start? And he's about 35 minutes. And that's when, you know, it was all automated at that time. The board was. We ran our own board and played. Everything was on cart or on tape. Might be a more familiar thing for the folks to hear about. So you'd sit down, you'd do your 4 hours, and that was it. And that was my beginning at COL.
And
I stayed for 5 years.
And then you moved on to the record business.
Yeah.
You were a record company executive. You were a record promoter. Give us some of the groups that you promoted back then.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the one we started out with was Jamie Lyons and the Music Explosion.
From Mansfield.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we took that to Laurie Records, a company owned by the Swartz Brothers. And I worked there with Doug Morris and Dick Vanderbilt promoting that record, or learning the promotion business. I was working for Casnets and Cats. We did the Ohio Express, the 1910 Fruit Gum Company, and all those bubblegum acts, as they called them in those days, and promoted their records. Then I went to work for Wes Farrell. And we had the Brooklyn Bridge. We brought them out of here, basically.
Yeah, who I saw at the Sugar Shack back in 1969.
Jimmy Ryan's Sugar Shack.
They performed at the Sugar Shack.
Yeah. And not only that, I always ask this question, who was the group from Detroit that broke out of there through COL as well?
Bob Seger?
Bob Seger.
Bob Seger System.
Yep.
Before the
Bob Seger and the Last Herd.
And we had a lot of groups. We had the Partridge Family, Tony Orlando and Don. The list went on and on with Wes and I for many years. And then I went to General Recording Corporation in Atlanta, Georgia, and along with a friend of mine, Buzz Wilburn, and I, we basically ran that company. We had Mo Bandy. We had Sammy Johns. All of those were number one records. I did the first 6 Mo Bandy albums. And
now what about the music scene back, or your radio days here at COL? Maybe one good memory there from your radio disc jockey
days. I've got a great story that I don't tell very often. It was 1965. And I had just bought a brand new GTO, 3 carbs, 4 on the floor, convertible.
Red line tires. I'm envisioning red line tires on that car.
No, they were. I think might as well have been. Well, anyhow, we had a relationship with Motown in Detroit, and they called up because we were playing their records. And Barry Gordy said, Bob, I'd like to send the Supremes down. And I said, well, that's fine. You know, we had a place out on Fifth Avenue called the Bowery. And it was a nightclub.
Out on West Fifth.
Yeah.
Around Grandview.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they were coming to play, you know, the big time.
Sure.
Well, I thought, wouldn't it be nice? I have this brand new convertible. We'll drive out there. And I called the airport, and they said, yes, we'll arrange it. You can drive out on the tarmac. They were coming in a private plane and pick them up. So I'm higher than a kite. I mean, just, wow, I'm going to pick up the Supremes, you know.
Yeah.
I almost couldn't drive there.
Oh, yeah,
but,
it's big.
It was. They were the hottest thing in the country. And for him to call them up and literally make me the MC and, you know, that kind of stuff. So I drove up with the top down and everything washed and sparkled. Put the three girls in. And Mary sat up front with me. And
I was just going to ask you, who was your favorite out
Mary.
Of the three? Okay.
Yeah. And, right. and not that we had anything. I don't want to get in trouble with Jim Brown.
But still, I'm sure you had your favorite out of the three.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And so the other two girls, Diane and Florence, got in the back seat. And I started to drive them to their hotel. And I, without mentioning it, I thought, well, I'll just show them a little bit of Columbus. Now, here are these three great-looking black women who have more talent than I have on my little finger or anywhere else. And all of a sudden they looked at me and they said, we want to go to the hotel. Well, they had on their wigs and they were in a convertible. And upset them. They said it took them over 2 hours
to reset
to repair what I had done the damage for.
Oh, man, you should put that top up.
Yeah. Well, before the show was over and everything else, we made up. And remain good friends for the preceding years. And I don't see Diane anymore, or Mary, but I used to when I lived in Los Angeles on occasion and mixed with them. We had a great relationship with Motown.
See, that's something that just doesn't relate today. Yeah, I mean, with today's radio, with the music acts that are out there, they were so much more accessible back then.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so new. It was so fresh. It was the beginning of an era, and you got to bring that to us, the radio listeners. You were one of my radio idols. I know that.
Now, don't they, go too heavy.
They had the promotional All-American basketball team, and I think you have an interesting story. Then we got to move on to the Frisches.
I'll tell it as fast as I can. Besides your two brothers who played, Bill and Steve, I did, and Johnny Hill, and then we had ringers. Guys that could, you know, now Steve and Bill could play.
We had ringers in Cincinnati, too, many years later.
Steve and Bill could play pretty good basketball.
The WCOL All-American basketball team. A lot of you remember that because they come to your school and they were fundraising. Function.
Yes, for the athletic department, the music department, whoever sponsored us. And so we were at Grove City, or as I used to call it, Groovy City, one night, and I had a very successful game and a good crowd, and they managed to get me off of the floor and into the shower and got dressed and on the way out, and the four policemen came in and said, Bob, they're all crowded at the bottom. You had to walk down a flight of stairs, and we don't know how we're going to get you to your car. Well, not my car, but whomever was driving. So they said, we'll get two on the side and one in back and one in front, and we'll get you out. One of those rainy nights where it was slick. And the deal was that some of the kids, over-exuberant, would want a lock of my hair or a piece of my clothes or, you know, something like that. And I'm not making this up. This
Boy,
is true.
Lots can't relate to that.
That's changed since that.
That was not my world.
Well, it wasn't mine either.
That's one of my idols there. I mean, a disc jockey, that was a disc jockey's fantasy. Let's be honest.
People,
I mean, my gosh.
Offering me one of their fingers occasionally.
Yeah. So in my attempt to get into the car, I slipped on the ice, and I'm sliding out this walkway, and here comes the car. They're slowly driving it up, so I'm supposed to go out there and just jump in and go.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm there with my legs up, so I don't go underneath the car. And some of them caught up with me. I don't remember much about it other than that. But that's the kind of exuberance that wasn't because of me. It was because of the radio station.
Yeah, it was the radio station, the time and the place.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the music we played was identified. Like the station to which I listen is a mirror of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the teachings that your brother, Steve, taught all of us, you know. So you had to keep your ego in line. And you had to realize all along that it really wasn't the individual.
It was the music. It was the image.
That's exactly right. And then just one short bit. When I started doing the Beatle thing, which was called, your brother came up with this one too, the Lazarus Teen Scene Magazine. And we did that at night from 6 to 9 for the last few years that I was there, and played nothing basically but English imports and some American music too. but mostly the Beatles. And
those
were different days than diversified formats that you have now. In Columbus at that time, although there was FM, it really wasn't developed. There were only 5 radio stations. That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks.
Now,
Chris.
Bob, yeah. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to out there?
Oh, yeah. First, my mother who's listening.
All right. Now, you're from up in West Liberty.
West Liberty.
In Logan County.
Yeah. And my good friend, Trevor Snyder, is taking care of her while I'm away. And I have to say hello to Jordan and Sissy, Trevor's children.
All right. And thank you for all those wonderful memories, Bob, and God bless you.
Thanks.
And is there a website you want to share, an email address people can get in touch with you? You want to save that for Mike Adams' website? Or?
I do have a website. Oh, I don't care. It's Rolybo, Rolyboh, at bright.net.
Okay. Maybe some of the fans would want to say hello to you.
Or other things.
Sure. Take care.
Thanks, all right. Guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bob Harrington. What a great memory maker he has been so far this morning. It's all part of the 1967 weekend, and it will roll on. Let's have a memory spot now.
June means graduations, and graduations mean that yearly problem of what to buy for this year's crop of scholars. Should you go on that shopping trip again that seems to last half the day? Looking for the right sizes, the right colors, the most important, the right prices? It's not necessary. More and more people every year are solving the problem of what to buy the recent grad by doing their June graduation shopping at their nearby Frisch's Big Boy restaurant. Frisch's gift certificates are available at any amount from 50 cents up. A gift booklet is made up of as many 50-cent coupons as you desire. And you can be sure that your gift will be appreciated, because everyone likes to eat at Frisch's. The certificates are wallet size, and they can be carried around and used anytime. You'll find that this is the kind of gift as popular with the giver as the receiver. It makes shopping a breeze, because it's another good idea that's distinctively Frisch's.
If you love golf and the traditions of the game, you know some of the best courses are private and difficult to get on. Until now, Rattlesnake Ridge Golf Club, the newest golf club to Central Ohio, invites you to experience their beautiful championship course this season. Rattlesnake Ridge, located 10 minutes from New Albany, is a golf club that is currently accepting tee times for non-members. Rattlesnake Ridge Golf Club is dedicated strictly to golf, which is why it's an affordable club without country club fees. They offer a 100% refundable initiation fee. Rattlesnake Ridge Golf Club encourages non-members to play the course before time runs out. So call right now to reserve your tee times and mention this ad to automatically be registered to win 4 passes to be a member for the day. Now is your chance to play Rattlesnake Ridge Golf Club. Call now to reserve your tee times at 740-965-6255. That's 740-965-6255, or go on the web at rrgolfclub.com.
Are you a safe driver? Allstate can save you big money on your auto insurance. Restrictions apply. Offered with select companies. Allstate Insurance Company, Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Columbus, this is Keith Dennis for the Dennis Auto Point on Morse Road, and we couldn't be prouder of our new franchise, Suzuki.
Suzuki.
Frankly, when we looked at Suzuki, we saw some incredible compact cars and SUVs that represented a lot of bang for the buck. We knew it was a good thing, but we didn't know how long it would take for you to realize it, too. Well, we didn't have to wait long to find out, because in just our first month of business, we became the largest Suzuki dealer in Ohio, and we're increasing our inventory levels just to meet your demand. So whether it's the Consumer Digest Best Buy SL7 Sport Utility that seats 7 for less than you'll find anywhere else, or the Consumer Digest Best Buy Aerial Compact Sedan or Station Wagon in either front or four-wheel drive, you can buy with confidence, because every Suzuki comes with a 7-year, 70,000-mile warranty that's over double what other Japanese nameplates offer. Stop by and check out these award-winning vehicles for yourself. And like we've said before, we've got your Suzuki, and we've got your deal. Dennis, the dealer you can trust.
Just ahead of much more music, here's your National Weather Service forecast. 80% chance of rain, could be heavy at times, high today in the upper 70s. Some clouds and a 30% chance of rain tonight, lows in the mid-60s, and a 50% chance of rain tomorrow. For the highs in the upper 70s. Right now it's overcast, 72 degrees in Columbus at your one and only station.
Oldies 107.9.
to all the good times we used to have. The times we cried and laughed.
107.9 plays the great oldies that get Kahana going. Oldies 107.9.
Of 1967 weekend, Lady Soul number one, Aretha Franklin. Good morning, it's 11:45. I'm Chris Jones, and another broadcast icon from the past, Mr. Mike Adams from the new WCOL, 1963 to 1974.
I remember that first day I walked in the door, I didn't know what my name was. I was Terry Hackney from a small town. I'd worked at WATH in Athens, and I was going to Ohio University. And I drove up, and back in those days, you could park downtown anywhere. I parked right in front door at Broad and Young Street. I went into the front door, pushed the night buzzer. I was the midnight shift, right, for my very first shift. I didn't know my name. I pushed the button. Sonny Palmer said yes. I said, well, I'm the new guy. And he said, okay, new guy. He pushed the button. I went upstairs. And I said, well, who am I? And he pulled out this tape cartridge. We all had these show openings from Columbus, entertainment capital of the great Midwest. It was your brother, Steve, that did these great deep voice things. Mike Adams. I said, well, you know, I kind of like that name. Terry Hackney was kind of a silly name. You know, kids make fun of you, right? But Mike Adams, I like that. So I've been Mike Adams. He's been exactly 40 years ago this month. It was August of 1963 that I became Mike Adams.
And
I changed it legally. Changed it legally years later. I've been Mike Adams thanks to your brother.
So Terry Hackney from Newark, Ohio.
Yeah, that's right.
Is now Mike Adams living in San Jose, California?
Well, actually, I am the chairman of the Department of Television, Radio, and Film at San Jose State University, but I live in Santa Cruz, which is a beachside sort of a old hippie community. Very nice. I live in the Redwood Forest.
That sounds great.
Yes.
Oh, well, we had a good time reminiscing.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
I had a great falafel in Santa Cruz once.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where all the Volkswagen buses go.
Speaking of which, there was a lot of them in the summer of 1967 heading off to San Francisco and the Haight-Ashbury district, and that's kind of like our theme this weekend. What do you remember most about your broadcast years at COL?
Well, I remember how we who were on the air, we knew, both statistically and we just felt it, that we were number one, that everybody listened to the new WCOL. Now, there were a half a dozen radio stations in Columbus that were more powerful, that had more power. And we're talking about AM now because the FM stations were either simulcasting the AM signal or they were playing automated on tape kind of wallpaper, elevator music, we called it. So we were number one. And every place we went, everybody knew about the new WCOL. I mean, we were so popular. But what I remember about 1967, probably the height of our popularity, music was starting to broaden. No longer was it that baby boom generation that began to listen to Top 40 in the late 50s through the 60s. But younger, hipper kids, hipper music, multi-track recording came in, protest music because of the Vietnam War, the Beatles, drugs, sex, rock and roll, all of that really had no place on AM radio. AM was happy. So this is, I think, sort of the end when FM started to come in. FM realized, station owners like WCOL with an FM station realized, you know, we have more music than we can play in these three-minute songs on AM. There's a new generation. Let's do something.
And that's a nice lead-in because we are going to have some of the jockeys from the FM years at Stereo Rock 92 as this tribute to WCOL and the jockeys from years back rolls on.
And you're talking about 1967. I think that was the year 67, 68 when all of the great Monterey Pop Festival artists came to Columbus. And they came to the big auditorium, Memorial Auditorium,
Memorial. Right.
And the WCOL DJs with our very straight looks, because we had to wear white shirts and ties on the air back then, right? We had blazers with WCOL, and we would go out and introduce, I remember Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, The Doors, Canned Heat. Jimi Hendrix was great. Jimi Hendrix used to get into sort of a trance, and he would play these long guitar riffs with feedback, and, you know, set his guitar on fire. And he was up there jumping around on stage, and I was backstage, jumping around on stage, and something happened. He jerked the cable or broke the ground connection on his guitar cable, and for some reason, because WCOL AM was close by the transmitter, all of a sudden, through his speakers, came new WCOL, and everybody laughed and applauded. And of course, Jimmy didn't know what to do. You know, he just kept on playing. That was great, though. I mean,
maybe
we were very popular.
Him over the edge. Who knows?
Oh, I think he was way over the edge.
Now, you have a website that you're sharing all this information on the history of the radio station from the technical side of it, with Tip Carpenter, who basically created that sound back then. It was so cutting edge. You have a mention of all the former personalities there, including Dan Morris, who we have to have a special,
shout-out Dan was
to.
Going to come to our reunion, and Dan, I love Dan. You know, he was one of the people that hired me. He was my friend. He even made me the program director so he could get out and get into sales for about a year. I wasn't very good at it, but I have good feelings about Dan, and he had a almost had a heart attack. He had open heart surgery, and I believe he's in Riverside Hospital. He'll be fine, but he had bypass surgery.
So
and,
speedy recovery to you, Dan. We love you, and we wish you a healthy recovery.
And I also think that we probably should talk about FM and how that happened, but I think you're going to bring some of the FM guys
right.
in here.
Mike Adams, your website.
Oh, the website, of course. I think almost all browsers recognize just names of websites without the www, but you can do it either way, and it's basically mikeadams.org. MikeAdams.org. Now you can click on Radio History and go to WCOL, or if you want, if you're very precise, it's www.mikeadams.org/WCOL.html. And I'm going to add things from this weekend as people have given me graphics and historical things.
Sounds like it. Well, you have a safe trip back home.
Can I promote my book?
Sure.
Coming out this month from McFarlane is a book called Charles Herald, Inventor of Radio Broadcasting. There was a man in San Jose in 1909 put the first radio station on the air, and we have documented evidence. This is an actual real history, part of my research as a college professor. We have this research where Charles Herald talks about how kids were calling and requesting records, and they were playing these, you know, back in 1910, 1912. So Charles Herald, inventor of radio.
This weekend. We're saluting the class of 67 with great oldies from the 1967 year all weekend long. Coming up, Sonny and Cher.
Put a little sunshine into gloomy wash days. Take your laundry to a sunshine center. Why do busy men and women prefer sunshine centers? There are loads of reasons. To begin with, most sunshine centers are conveniently located in shopping centers, which means that you can go shopping while your washing is being done. And at sunshine centers, there are plenty of washers and dryers, so that there's never any tiresome waiting, and you can do your entire wash at one time. What's more, sunshine centers feature rain soft water to get your clothes cleaner, softer, with less detergent. And of course, all sunshine centers live up to their name. They're clean, bright, and cheerful, just like the attendants who are on duty at all times to assist you. Add plenty of free parking, and you've got the reasons most people prefer sunshine centers. In Lancaster, there's a location of the Plaza Shopping Center, and coming soon, a location in the Zaire Shopping Center in Whitehall.
Now, the builder who thinks of everything gives you everything, with more upgrades included than any other builder.
This is Shelley Shively, president of Truberry Group. Go ahead and wish for the best. Stainless steel appliances, wrought iron spindles, California closets, and more. Our new Wish package is now included with every custom home. It's a great time to build a luxury home, but don't expect today's interest rates or our Wish package to be around forever.
Hey, Mom, don't forget about the great neighborhoods we have where kids can find new friends, parks, riding trails, and schools close to home.
She's right. We're giving you many reasons to build with Truberry Group this summer. So call 890-5588 or visit Truberry.com.
Truberry Group, building fine homes one wish at a time.
Welcome to Herd's Lube World. How can I help you?
Yeah, do you have another location on the other side of town? This one isn't very close to my home.
Oh, yeah, sure. We got that one over on Broad and... I'm lying. No, this is the only location we got.
Oh, do you have plans of opening more?
Oh, yeah, we got a long list of people who really want to open another store. Once again, I'm lying. No, we can barely keep this one open. No one wants to open another.
Think it's because of your lying, Herb?
Wouldn't it be nice if your oil change place was just more convenient?
You know, you might be closer if you just drove faster.
Yeah, how about I drive away faster?
Well, at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, odds are it is. You see, we're one of the oldest, most trusted, and fastest-growing organizations in the quick lube industry. So, if there isn't a Valvoline Instant Oil Change close to your home, there probably will be soon. Looking for convenience? It's simple. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Cars. We know them. We love them.
There's no better time than now to get your oil changed. Stop at a Valvoline Instant Oil Change at 675 Howe Grove next to Kroger in Delaware and get a full-service all-climate oil change for only $17.99. Limited time only.
Big Fish Networking, Central Ohio's premier monthly networking event. If you're a professional looking for an opportunity to meet other business professionals, explore sales opportunities, experience new challenges with a new career, or just want to have fun with business professionals, then Big Fish Networking is for you. Big Fish Networking events are held on the last Wednesday of each month. To find out more about Big Fish Networking and all the exciting events planned for the year, log on to BigFishNetworking.com. Don't miss the Big Fish Social this month at the Comedy Club and Cafe at Easton on Wednesday, August 13th at 5:30. If you're tired of cold calling, if you want to develop lasting relationships in a relaxed and fun atmosphere, then you need to visit BigFishNetworking.com and make plans to attend the next Big Fish Networking event. Central Ohio's biggest and best networking events are always listed on Big Fish Networking's website. Go to BigFishNetworking.com, where business professionals go to develop business relationships and find fun. BigFishNetworking.com.
Just ahead of much more music, here's your National Weather Service forecast. 80% chance of rain today. Could be heavy at times, high in the upper 70s. Some clouds and a 30% chance of rain tonight, lows in the mid-60s. And 50% chance of rain tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. Right now, mostly cloudy. 72 degrees in Columbus. That's your one and only station.
Oldies 107.9.
Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store's a supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's singing jazz and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
Number one for oldies and fun, the new WODB Delaware Columbus, your one and oldies station. I'm Chris Jones with more great oldies this hour from the year that became the summer of love at the Class of 67 weekend.
Oldies 107.9, Columbus.
Many things there is above the shining photograph. And every head is at the pledge to down.
hits radio station that plays the greatest hits of the 60s and 70s.
Oldies 107.9.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. 107.9.
Columbus, number one for oldies, Columbus's own Dantes.
Members included Barry Hayden, lead vocal, Dave Workman, lead guitar, Lynn Ware, second guitar, Carter Holliday, with that Hofner bass, just like Paul McCartney, and Joey Hinton was the drummer. The Dantes, Can't Get Enough of Your Love. Before that, we had some Bob Seger there playing some groups who played Columbus quite often, and it's my pleasure to continue the 1967 class weekend, the 67 class weekend here at the Oldies 107.9. We have disc jockeys from the new WCOL. Now we're moving into the mid-60s, the late-60s, with Brian McIntyre and Johnny Lane.
We're great. We're glad to be here. This has been a fun weekend.
This is fantastic. Last night to see people that I haven't seen for 25 years, fantastic.
I started in 67, in April of 67. I have one of those stories that was kind of a one in a thousand shot. There were a lot of people waiting to go to work at WCOL, had auditioned, and I found out about an overnight DJ job on a Friday afternoon for one of my fraternity brothers at Ohio State. I came downtown with no audition tape, came in the station, filled out an application. Dan Morris interviewed me, put me in a studio, had me read some news copy, called the owner of the station I had worked for in West Virginia in high school 2 years before, hired me. Came back at midnight that night. Mike Adams trained me for 2 hours on how to run the control board and what to say, and left me alone in the station. It was simulcast WCOL AM and FM at the time on the all-night show. And Mike Adams left and went up to White Castle, left me in control of the radio station, and that's how I got started. And you know, that was fun time.
Got your priorities straight there, sliders.
Oh, okay, sliders. That's it. That's right. But I did part of this reunion weekend coming back here from Wilmington, North Carolina, was to go to White Castle 2 nights ago and pick up 3 of the cheeseburgers and a small Coke. So I remember that. That was my food on the All Night Show.
Johnny, how about you?
Well, I sort of started a little bit slower upward route there. I was in college radio, going to school at Ohio State in 1966, and I had the opportunity to answer the phones on the weekend. They had a sports scoreboard where people would just give the scores over the phone. I did that for about 6 months, and all this time rehearsing, trying to be a DJ, and finally I had the opportunity to run the tape-recorded religious programming on Sunday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. I did that for a while and finally had a chance to go to the overnight show from midnight to 6 in the morning in late 67, and finally from 9 to midnight. So, guys, if you work real hard, you can go right up to the top eventually. Ryan, of course, just had to walk in. I had to climb the ladder to get up there, but it was a tremendous ride.
We have Ron Allen, a new WCOL All-American from the early 60s, and I'm with Brian McIntyre, 1967 alumnus. That's the year you started.
That is. Yeah. Ron was before my time. I was probably listening when I was at Ohio State, but I had not yet gotten the job at WCOL.
So I was actually one of the lively guys, I think was the moniker that they gave us in the early 60s. I was there with Johnny Hill, and Steve was the PD. Dan Morris had come over from WTVN, so it was about, I think, 61 through maybe 63, somewhere in there.
So all of that pre-English invasion music, it was still all American.
It was. It was mostly oldies and goodies. Sonny Palmer was on at night. The guy had dynamic ratings. Every kid in town, I think, listened to that show. So I was on midnight to 6 and also went to school at Ohio State and then got moved up to the 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., as we called it back then, the housewives slot.
Yep. Well, we're having a great time here on Oldies 107.9 today. This has been great. You're calling in from Florida, so you haven't heard the program, but we had Bob Harrington on and Mike Adams and other guys are waiting to be on later on in the next 2 hours, so this has been a great weekend.
Are you
well, actually, my sister lives in Columbus, so she's taping it for me because I had too many things going on here that I couldn't make it back there because I would have loved to have been there, especially when I heard you were going to the old station, and that just sounds like it was a great time and a great weekend.
And what part of Florida you live, Ron?
I live in Orlando now. I actually, my history was I left COL and I went to the affiliate station in Dayton, Wing, and then when Steve Jost went to
WYZE.
Springfield.
Yeah.
I went there, and I was the morning guy there for a while, and then I went to Cleveland and switched over to television and actually came back to Columbus on TV on Channel 4 for a couple of years.
Well, it's great having you call in. Good to hear your voice, and maybe we do this again next year. You'll be able to make it to the reunion.
Well, I hope so, because I think I've missed a great time. You guys, I appreciate you doing this, because this is the kind of stuff that radio is good for, you know, so we appreciate it a lot.
Now you can win up to $1,000 in Ohio's new money game, Cash in a Flash. Hundreds of thousands of prizes, all in cash. It's the winningest game of all to play. You get two chances to win with each game card. If the dollars match, cash in a flash. You're an instant winner. Or keep saving halves till you do get a match. Then you win cash in a flash. Up to $1,000. No purchase necessary. Game cards are free. You get two chances to win every time you drive in. The more you stop at Ohio, the better your chances of winning.
It's the new game at Ohio. Win it's the cash at Ohio. Play cash in a flash. Ohio makes the going great.
Step up in your career and join one of the most respected stable companies. Plan on attending Medco Health Special Job Fair tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. Medco Health, a plan benefit and home pharmaceutical company, is looking for call center customer service representatives to assist customers. If you have a stable work history and at least 1 year of customer service experience, excellent communication skills, and are PC proficient, then Medco Health wants you. Medco Health offers full-time employees free family medical, dental, vision, and prescription premiums, tuition reimbursement, and 401k and stock options. Plan to attend this special job fair tomorrow from 4 until 6 p.m. at 5151 Blazer Parkway in Dublin. For directions, call 1-800-444-3987. That's 1-800-444-3987. Check today's Columbus Dispatch for more details. Medco Health is a drug-free, equal opportunity employer. Are you a safe driver? Allstate can save you big money on your auto insurance. Restrictions apply. Offered with select companies. Allstate Insurance Company, Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Just ahead of much more music, here's your National Weather Service forecast. 80% chance of rain today. Rain could be heavy at times, high in the upper 70s. Some clouds and a 30% chance of rain tonight, low in the mid-60s. 50% chance of rain tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. Right now, it's mostly cloudy. 72 degrees in Columbus at your 1 and Oldies Station.
Oldies 107.9.
Here's Brian McIntyre, the guy who gave me my first job in radio, Brian.
Well, you know, it's there's songs that we've been playing that we played on WCOL. Here's one we didn't play. Let's Spend the Night Together, and we also didn't play Lay, Lay, Lay and Sock It to Me Baby. And a few others, but here are the Rolling Stones on 107.9.
I'm in no hurry. Let's spend the night together. I'm gonna need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now. 107.9 plays the great oldies that cheer up Centerburg. Oldies, 107.9.
Thank you.
107.9, Columbus, number one for oldies, Tommy Rose, Dizzy. Good afternoon. It's 12:31. I'm Chris Jost, and we're celebrating the class of 1967 all weekend long, including the DJs, the voices behind all of the music during that period in our history, right here in Columbus. And adding to the list of 12:30, the new WCOL, Dave Bishop from the 70s.
Yes, from the 70s.
Take us back to the 70s and how AM was working out with the FM dominance, and how what you guys were doing in radio, the music was changing, and the AM plays were oftentimes different than the FM, what you heard on FM.
It's very true. I came to WCOL in 1974, and COL was still very, very AM-ish, I guess, if I can coin a phrase, because I got there, and the rules were very strict at WCOL. You could not play two commercials back-to-back. You had to have a separator in between every commercial. You had to play commercial, weather, commercial, PSA, commercial, something else. And they were selling 18 commercials an hour. So,
Jerry, could
you know,
we do that today?
It was it was
like
pretty amazing.
That's what Alan Goodman asks me every day, and I have to make him go back in his office.
And the sales staff was great at COL because they were selling the place out like crazy. And, in fact, I remember the first day I was on the air, Harry Valentine, another WCOL alumni, was showing me the studio, teaching me how to run everything. And he said, oh, by the way, this is the stack of overs. And what are you talking about? What are overs? And he said, well, this is a stack of commercials. And if for some reason one of the commercials that's on the log, on the program log, doesn't play for some reason or you can't find it, just grab one of these and play that commercial instead. So, you know, we played 18 commercials every single hour and maybe six or seven songs. I mean, it was pretty amazing. And even in spite of all that, the station was number one and listened to with just huge shares back then.
What was your favorite radio memory on the air? Do you have any?
I can tell you my worst radio memory from WCOL.
All right.
And I was really hoping that Dan Morris was going to be at our little function last night because I really wanted to reminisce with him about this. We had a contest on the air, and I forget what the year was, maybe 76, 77. The contest was called Gotcha, and basically it was a trivia contest. And the deal was we would ask a question, and somebody would call in with the answer. A listener would call in with the supposed correct answer. If they gave us the right answer, they win a prize. And if they didn't give us the right answer, we had this little sound effect that went, ha, 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 gotcha. It was just a silly contest. Well, Mike Perkins, who was one of the DJs at WCOL-FM...
I started with Mike there.
Just as a lark, he went in the production studio one day, and he made a little takeoff on this little sound effect, only it wasn't ha-ha-ha-ha, gotcha. It was something a little cruder than that.
Scatology?
Yeah, it was just a little cruder than that, and I got a hold of it, and I took it in the control room one day when Tom Kennedy was on the air. I know I'm dropping a lot of names here, but Tom Kennedy was doing afternoons, and... In the control room, you could flip a switch and play things only in the control room. It wouldn't go out on the air. So we were playing this little production piece that Mike Perkins had done, and we were just laughing like crazy because this was just hysterically funny. What we didn't know was that Tip Carpenter, the station's chief engineer, had his office right next door to the studio, and he could hear us playing this. So a few minutes later, there's a knock at the control room door, and it's Dan Morris, the general manager, and Sharon DeBoer, the promotion director, and they motioned for Tom and me to come out, and they said, we have kind of a serious situation here. We've been getting phone calls at the switchboard downstairs that some obscene material has been going out on the air, and it appears to be coming from this studio. And Tom and I were just absolutely aghast. I mean, we thought, this is it. Our career in radio is over.
It.
We thought we were playing it in audition. We must have played it on the air by mistake. And we were just ready to throw up at that point. And this went on for 5 or 10 minutes. And all of a sudden, I begin to see Sharon's chin begin to quiver a little bit. And she starts to get the giggle and starts to laugh. And then Dan goes, and they're laughing hysterically. And I can't figure out, I'm about to lose my job. What are you laughing at? Well, it turned out that, you know, Tip just heard this through the audition.
Lesson well learned.
Called Dan and
right.
said, hey, you got to get these guys.
From the master teacher.
So that was my truly worst memory at WCOL.
Well, speaking of memories of the new WCOL, the news team at WCOL was probably rated one of the best at that time. And Brian McIntyre, program director, has some history he'd like to share with us.
Yeah, we will talk about some newscasts, and we're going to be playing a tape from June of 1967. I was on the All Night Show when war broke out in the Middle East, the war, and we had a teaser And I remember the headline, out of the blue, the guy called me on the intercom and said, I have to go on the air right now. And I actually stopped the tape that was playing and hit the sounder, the news sound, and you'll hear something like that when we play this newscast. And the guy came on and said, and his name was Jack Keith, I remember that now, it's just coming back, and it's war breaks out in the Middle East, details in 10 minutes on Newswatch. So we had to play like three more songs before he could really tell the news, which everybody was waiting for. We had some great news people come through the radio station. We had a great news staff. We did a lot more there with our news than most AM rock stations did back in those days. Jay Solomon, who was in TV news here for quite a while. Jim Gravel, who worked for the state of Ohio. Chris Crydell, who went to WBBM Radio in Chicago, still there. People like Sharon Cady, Mike Hawkins, who's still in radio news here in Columbus. John Belmont, who went on to ABC Radio News in New York. And, of course, Randall Carlisle, CKLW. Randy's now in Salt Lake City on television and wanted to join us, but he came to his high school reunion in Worcester instead. But that's the newscast, and you'll hear a five-minute newscast, and it's so much like the news today.
The voice of Roy Harvey, who yes. I had the pleasure of working with. He was a tremendous, tremendous broadcaster, that voice. You'll love this, folks. It'll bring back some memories.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
The Ohio State Fair welcomes B.J. Thomas.
I'm gonna feel it.
Together with Herman Purvis, starring Peter Noon. This Saturday night at 7. A night of one hit after another.
But more than just a day.
This Saturday night at 7. Ohio State Fair comes alive with the music. And the memories.
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am.
B.J. Thomas and Herman's Hermit, starring Peter Noon. This concert is free with fair admission. Tickets will be available at the Celeste Center box office at noon, the day of show. B.J. Thomas and Herman's Hermit, starring Peter Noon. Sponsored by the Dominion Homes Entertainment Series. Presented by News Center. Visit us today and see why we say Ohio has so much to discover.
This is Newswatch.
Roy Harvey reporting. The Mideast. Latest reports from the Mideast war fronts indicate Arab resistance to the advancing Israeli armies is crumbling. Reports show Egypt has suffered a severe beating from the Israeli forces and the Jordanian army is said to be on the verge of collapse. Egypt is blaming the impending defeat on what it calls large-scale U.S. and British air intervention and broke diplomatic relations with Washington. Syria and Algeria also severed relations with the United States. Israeli troops within 36 hours of the outbreak of the war captured the old city of Jerusalem from Jordanian legionnaires and moved on to Bethlehem. They also captured the Gaza Strip town of Gaza from the Egyptians and sent tanks roaring through the Sinai Desert toward the Suez Canal. Earlier, Egypt closed the vital waterway. On the diplomatic front, U.S. Ambassador Goldberg conferred privately with the Soviet ambassador to the U.N., raising hopes for agreement on a ceasefire order. Mr. Goldberg reflected optimism as he left the meeting room at U.N. headquarters, but said there still is no agreement. That talks delayed the start of a scheduled Security Council meeting until at least 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Washington, the U.S. is setting up airlifts to evacuate Americans from Lebanon and the dependents of servicemen from Huilis Air Force Base in Libya. The military airlift will fly dependents out of a huge Libyan airbase and airliners were chartered to fly Americans from Lebanon. Cairo, this late word, the semi-official Middle East news agency, says the foreign ministers of Arab nations will meet in Kuwait Thursday. The report announced by Baghdad Radio said the purpose of the meeting is to discuss the Mideast situation following what the broadcast called Anglo-American intervention in favor of the Israeli aggression. Columbus, in Ohio's capital city and throughout the state, Jewish communities are rallying to the support of Israel. Word here and from Cleveland and Cincinnati discloses fund rallies, and religious services in support of Israel. The Jewish leadership in Columbus will meet Thursday and a community rally will be held Saturday for Israeli support. Portsmouth, Virginia. The 11-year-old aircraft carrier Forrestal is heading for Vietnam today and its first tour of duty in a war zone. The vessel was recently refitted with the latest computer and electronic equipment at an estimated cost of $50 million. Columbus, McClellan gets a reprieve with the story Mike Matthews.
Reprieve from the governor for John Carter McClellan of Toledo. McClellan was scheduled to die in the electric chair tomorrow night for the knife slaying of a Toledo teenager nearly 4 years ago. The governor's office says the reprieve was granted because of urgent requests from McClellan's attorneys. They want to file additional appeals in the federal court. There's not been an execution in Ohio for a capital crime since March 15th of 1963, when Donald Reinbolt was electrocuted for the murder of a Columbus grocer. This is Mike Matthews.
Try a little Pennington, and you'll try it again and again. Pennington is tender as bread should be. So tender you can actually see it in the light, delicate texture that promises all the freshness, the flavor of home-baked bread. Tenderness that makes your breakfast toast, in fact, any meal, any sandwich, any snack, just a little bit better. Try a little tenderness.
Columbus. Today, the Ohio Turnpike Commission recognized the Teamsters Union as the official bargaining agent for toll collectors and maintenance employees. The Turnpike recently had 170 toll takers and 220 maintenance workers along the Northern Ohio Road. Columbus, the Ohio legislature today passed its first water pollution control bill of the session. The Senate approved a bill providing penalties up to $500 and 30 days in jail for throwing litter in streams or along riverbanks. Cincinnati, tomorrow night, a record 1,048 degrees will be awarded at Xavier University commencement exercises. President of Xavier, the very Reverend Paul O'Connor, will address the graduating class. Columbus, fundraising dinners, a series of them being planned by Ohio Republicans, to be held around the state Thursday night. Some 7,500 persons are expected to hear eight senators by a special telephone hookup. There'll be eight locations for the dinners. Now the new WCOL Weather Watch, sunny and warm this afternoon and tomorrow, fair and mild tonight. High this afternoon and tomorrow in the mid-80s, low tonight near 60. At this hour, relative humidity 51%, barometric pressure 30.12 inches and falling, winds out of the southeast at 9 miles per hour, current Columbus average temperature 80. From the new WCOL Columbus, Ohio, this is Roy Harvey.
The Class of 67 weekend.
Oldies 107.9.
Smokey Robinson and his miracles. Ooh, baby, baby. Good afternoon. It's 12:50. I'm Chris Jost, and we're celebrating the music from the class of 67 all weekend long, including we're bringing in the great Columbus DJs of the 60s and 70s from the new WCOL days, as well as Stereo Rock 92. Yeah, the FMers, they're coming up. But Dave Bishop.
I was going to say, of the list of great disc jockeys in Columbus, why am I here?
Well, you were here. We have Phil Gullivan, too, who was part of the WCOL Heritage in the 70s, late 70s.
Late 70s.
All right. Could you give us a little background here? Your best memories?
Basically, I worked with Spook Beckman at WRFD.
Whom I did, too.
Okay.
He made the move
over to 1230 WCOL. And brought me with him. I was his producer. I worked with him 6 days a week there, and then I worked part-time as an announcer on the weekends. And wasn't there very long, but it was just great to be a part of an institution like WCOL. People knew who you were. People knew about the station. And it was just great to be a part of that history, even if it was a very small part.
Well, Spook Beckman certainly is an icon in this area. And I think Dave Bishop has a story from the Spook Memorabilia Bank.
You know, if you drive down Broad Street right now, you'll see at 195 East Broad Street, there's a Blimpie's restaurant. It's right there in the front of what used to be the WCOL building. And that was a studio that we built exclusively for Spook. Normally, our studios at WCOL were up on the second floor. But for Spook, we wanted him to have a showcase studio, so we built this
fabulous, as he called it, the Polynesian room. Down there, the bumper-to-bumper-to-bumper room, right there on the corner of Broad and Young Street. And he could overlook all the traffic, and everybody could look in and see him. And it was a big deal. One of the things that was interesting, though, was that we still had control of everything that went on the air from the control room up on the second floor. Spook didn't control anything from his studio. He just had a microphone, and the engineer upstairs controlled everything. So one day Spook was on the air and doing his bit and talking and gave the cue for the engineer upstairs to start a commercial. And we had a new kid in the studio who was running the control room up there, and he froze. He just absolutely froze and didn't know what to do. And he didn't start the commercial. And worst of all, he didn't turn off Spook's microphone. So Spook, of course, is down there and hearing nothing happening. So Spook is going, hello, hello, anybody there? Hello, anybody, hello, what's going on? Anybody up there in the studio? What's going on? This went on for like a minute and a half. Spook thinks he's just talking to the engineer over the intercom in the control room. This is going out over the air. And, of course, the phones are lighting up, and everybody's wondering what's going on. And I came running down the hall, and Dan Morris came running down the hall. And I ran in the studio, and this kid in the studio was just absolutely frozen in panic and had no idea what to do. And, you know, I walked over and turned off the microphone immediately, which would have been the sensible thing to do, and started a commercial. But that was one of the worst nightmares we ever had in the Spook days.
I have never heard anybody else do a live radio spot as good as Spook Beckman. He could make something just turn on to your head. You could visualize, especially with food, his sister's chicken, when he could do that. And but he also, years ago when he was at WTVN, the Champagne and Beans Club.
Yes.
For all the salesmen. One day you're up as your champagne day, and the next day down as your bean day.
The great thing about Spook was is he had the incredible ability to squeeze a 60-second commercial into 4.5 minutes. It was just amazing.
Spook also had the habit of going off on a tangent more than once an hour, and he would inadvertently promote a sponsor or somebody else that maybe wasn't sponsored. And I remember Dave came into the control room very early on, must have been day one or day two, and said, Phil, every time he does that, write the sponsor's name on the log and write gratis and 10 seconds or whatever it was. And we ended up writing a lot of those things in the log every day.
All right. Well, this weekend we're saluting the class of 67 with great oldies and great memories from Columbus Radio in the past all weekend long. Coming up, Expressway to Your Heart.
Do you look fine?
Do you look great?
Do you feel wonderful in clothes just clean by Swan Cleaners? Swan Cleaners.
She's that special fabric sheet.
She's that service.
Means no matter where you live, you look fine. Do you look great? Do you feel wonderful in clothes just clean by Swan Cleaners? Swan Cleaners.
Holding on to your furs for those special occasions, you needn't wait another day. Swan Fur Storage offers you in-and-out service at no extra charge. Take your furs or fur trim garments to your nearby Swan Cleaners or directly to Swan's modern new fur vault, 1140 Dublin Road, or call for pickup. Store your furs today in Swan 40-degree vaults. It costs only
$3. Go to Swan Cleaners. Swan Cleaners.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
Well, I'm packing a picnic basket with our family favorite, Peter Pan peanut butter sandwiches.
Awesome. Peter Pan rules. But I didn't know we were going on a picnic.
We're not. We're going over to Peter Pan peanut butter Pictures in the Park family movie night. They're showing Harry Potter, too. And it's free.
Movie under the stars and peanut butter sandwiches? How can it get any better than that?
Well, starting at 5 o'clock before the movie, there'll be all sorts of fun things like clowns, face painting, prizes. And then at 8:30, the movie starts.
Peter Pan. It's the simple pleasure you never outgrow. And you'll never outgrow a trip to Disneyland. Peter Pan, Peanut Butter, and Big Bear want to send one Columbus family of four to California, including tickets to Universal Studios, Magic Mountain, and a visit to Peter Pan's Never Never Land at Disneyland. Simply fill out an entry form at Pictures in the Park. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. For complete official rules, please visit your participating Big Bear stores. The first Peter Pan Pictures in the Park takes place Saturday, August 9th at Scioto Park. Festivities start at 5 p.m. Also bring along a Big Bear register receipt showing the purchase of Peter Pan Peanut Butter for a free t-shirt. Peter Pan Peanut Butter, the simple pleasure you never outgrow. And Big Bear, give him a Big Bear hug.
Columbus, this is a message about auto repair from Dennis Auto Point on Morse Road.
there is a growing trend for customers to bring their cars back to new car dealers for both service and body repair. Why? Savings. That's right. Simply put, it is cheaper to deal with a new car dealer when it comes to repairs than it has been in over a decade. Where do you think most repair shops get their parts? From new car dealers. Then they mark up those parts to sell to you. In essence, you're paying two profits. At Dennis Auto Point, we offer parts and service on Hyundai, Mitsubishi, Isuzu, Suzuki, and Pontiac, along with the rest of the GM brands. So we can do your service or body repairs with factory-trained technicians, and we can do it at a price that is the same or better than the standalone repair shops. Call Dennis today for your service and body repair needs at 471-2900 or come in today to 2900 Morse Road. Dennis, the dealer you can trust.
Just ahead of much more music, here's your National Weather Service forecast. 80% chance of rain, could be heavy at times today. Highs in the upper 70s, some clouds. 30% chance of rain tonight, lows in the mid-60s. 50% chance of rain starting to work tomorrow. High in the upper 70s. Right now, mostly cloudy skies. 72 degrees in Columbus at your one and only station.
Oldies 107.9.
I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
I'll be back to your heart. Let it go.
Love. I got caught in the rush hour. Fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
And fun, the new WODV Delaware Columbus, your one and only station. I'm Chris Jones with more great oldies this hour from the year that became the summer of love. It's a class of 67 weekend.
Oldies 107.9 Columbus.
Thank you. Hold on to the greatest hits of the 60s and 70s.
Always 107.9.
Oldies 107.9 Columbus, number one for oldies. Well, we didn't really talk like that, did we? We were on the FM.
Similar.
But now we have the FM guys from Stereo Rock 92, and I had the pleasure of both splitting my duties on the AM as well as FM at the beginning of Stereo Rock 92, that summer of 1970. And it's my pleasure to have both Ginger Steve Sutton, who was there in 1970, as well as Neil Shapiro, who had a split duty here from 72 to 77, then came back 85 to 90.
And we made Chris turn the lights down in the studio,
yes,
too.
Incense, can we have a little bit of that,
right,
please?
Lava lamps.
Anything else we can bring on the ambiance of the time?
Really, the console.
Angry husband at the front door when you get off, I think, would have been perfect.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going to be reminiscing on the FM side now. You've heard the 1230 new WCOL time. Now it's time for Stereo Rock 92. And some classical gas. If you know what I'm talking about. We'll be back at you. As we're only, celebrating.
Not only do I know, I'm getting out the Lysol.
Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah.
come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
He's lost his mind.
And with me are two Stereo Rock 92 disc jockeys, Neil and Ginger. Let's talk about DJ stylings and how all the things you could do, because we've gone from, not there, I changed, we've gone from AM, formatted, straight-laced ties, white shirts, which I never wore on the air.
Nope.
That was earlier. Now we've moved over to 1970, just after Kent State. And Stereo Rock 92 arrived full-time because I started doing gospel in a little closet, and they continued to move gospel back. They had to split the programming day until all of the contracts were finished. And then it became full-time. So 1970, you had all that free format. Kenny Stone, who basically brought that whole format to the radio station, I had a great time with him, and Don Gorman. Two of the basic cornerstones of that format change for
Jim Roach.
Yep, Jim Roach.
Neil, me. It was anti-radio. I mean, we knew what we had heard on COL, and it was just clear in our heads that we would do the exact opposite.
Right.
Now, it's got to be said right here and right now that the guys on the AM encouraged us. I mean, there wasn't any of the hostility between the AM and the FM. The other places I worked, like Philadelphia, any of the other places I went on to, Brian McIntyre wanted the FM to happen, and he made sure it did over several dead bodies in the building at 22 South Yonge, whom I'm not going to mention.
Right.
We know who was opposed to the FM and who didn't want it to happen. But Brian knew the future of radio was going to be FM, and he knew the future wasn't 22 records on a tight list over and over again. So in the winter of 1970, when I had walked off the air in Cleveland at WNCR, there was a strike up there. We were good hippies. Good hippies didn't play commercials and pig on the community. So ironic that I'm now a manager for Clear Channel, huh? Is that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And we walked off the air, and I couldn't get hired in two countries. And Brian hired me at WCOL-FM with a proviso that I not make trouble, I do the graveyard shift, be invisible, and sure enough, for $2.45 an hour between the hours of 1 and 5 every night, I worked 2 months until he gave me a raise for staying away from the building in the daytime.
What did he give you? Was it 25 cents an hour?
Brian raised me to $2.75 for staying away from the building in the daytime.
Mortgage the house on that one, baby.
Exactly. But I've been terrifically lucky in 35 years of radio. From COL, I went back to Cleveland, then to Cincinnati, then to Dallas, then to Philadelphia, then to Washington, Dallas again with Kerry Paul, ABC, CBS, Atlanta for J-Corps and Clear Channel, and I'm a program director in Toledo at the News Talk Station for Clear Channel right now. And the thing is, and this is a defining ingredient, Neil and all the other guys will back me up on this, we were very formative and very young and could not have hit the air and been as good as we were if we didn't have models like Wes Hopkins. I mean, West just blew your mind to listen to him. And I grew up, I'm a Columbusite, and right. I would wake up every morning listening to West. And West, if you wanted to be on the radio, impressed you with the fact that you could be unique. Spook Beckman impressed you with the fact that you could be even more unique, for his one-to-one empathy was beyond description. And then you get into Mike Adams, and his keyword on AOL ought to be driving you home on a Wednesday. It really should, because you rarely heard his name without that tagline happening behind it. He was a terrific afternoon guy who encouraged the FM to happen. Brian, Jerry Dean, Jerry Gordon, all the guys on the AM were great examples for us and really were our compass. We knew what to do from listening to them.
I came along after Ginger had gone to Cincinnati. I was a student at Ohio State, a lot like the other guys, on the campus radio station, WOSR. It only broadcasted to the dormitories. And I decided, man, I need to get a job doing this where I might get paid a little bit of money.
At least $250.
Right, so I went downtown. I applied for the gig. A week later, I got a phone call from Lou Henry, who at the time was the FM program director. We'd like you to come on back down. And that's where it started. It was February of 1972. And half of the day, we were preaching against the devil's music. And the other half of the day, we were going to play the devil's music.
That's right.
And it was just it was just something else. Two ends of the band. Wait, you decked
COLFM was half religious, right. And then at sundown, the rock would start. And then at 5 or 6 in the morning, sun up.
Right. Push the stereo pilot button. And the board would light up, and it was stereo now. And now we would start to play the rock and roll. And it was just tremendous. And I can remember back in 72, Collie Young, our old general manager, may he rest in peace, took Jimmy Carl Roach and I to Wendy's, the original Wendy's in downtown Columbus, and said, fellas, well, we don't know about this FM stuff. We're just not real sure about this. So, we're making a lot of money with these preachers, boys, and we're just not real sure about this. But fortunately, the powers that be from Dayton, from our corporate headquarters, could see the writing on the wall that AM was definitely
being
diminishing
phased out, right.
And FM was flourishing. And that was the beginning. And little bit by little bit, we, 15 minutes, a half an hour, we started building till we were 24-hour rock. And that was probably in 74 when we went 24 hours of rock and roll.
Yeah.
FM.
What I liked about was the free form.
Oh, yeah.
No format. When I worked there, all of us could pick the albums. You
right.
can imagine, folks, out 3, there.
3,000 albums.
Think of 3,000 albums being able to play anything you want.
Right. Full artistic license.
And getting paid $250 an hour to do it.
That wasn't the point.
I know.
It wasn't the point at the time.
I know.
We were doing what we wanted to do. And we were pioneers. There was nothing like that. And today, it would not exist in today's market.
There was no roadmap. We made the roadmap up
right.
as we did it. You had those 3,000 records in front of you on the wall. You'd look through the glass over at you guys on the AM. You were playing 22 songs over and over and
with
over
the
again.
White shirt and tie.
Yeah, right.
And we were wearing rock and roll T-shirts, long hair, and jeans.
And then we always had the phone calls, too, that could help you. Hey, there's a request I'd like to play. So anyway, we're going to reminisce more this hour on FM Stereo Rock 92 as the Class of 67 weekend rolls on Oldies 107.9.
The only car in America with Road Sure Ride is a Chevrolet.
That's sure even a Chevrolet.
Road Sure means exactly what it sounds like it means. Chevrolet takes the corners. You don't. Chevrolet takes the curves. You don't. The little jiggles and jolts that other new cars somehow always seem to have. Chevrolet somehow doesn't seem to have.
That sure feeling of Chevrolet.
New refinements in design help the Chevrolet Impala ride smoother, quieter, surer. About what you'd expect, isn't it, from the world's most popular car at your Chevrolet dealers.
That sure feeling of Chevrolet.
Step
Step up in your career and join one of the most respected stable companies. Plan on attending Medco Health Special Job Fair tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. Medco Health, a plan benefit and home pharmaceutical company, is looking for call center customer service representatives to assist customers. If you have a stable work history and at least 1 year of customer service experience, excellent communication skills, and are PC proficient, then Medco Health wants you. Medco Health offers full-time employees free family medical, dental, vision, and prescription premiums, tuition reimbursement, and 401k and stock options. Plan to attend this special job fair tomorrow from 4 until 6 p.m. at 5151 Blazer Parkway in Dublin. For directions, call 1-800-444-3987. That's 1-800-444-3987. Check today's Columbus Dispatch for more details. Medco Health is a drug-free, equal opportunity employer.
Columbus weather.
Just ahead of much more music, California Girls with the Beach Boys. National Weather Service forecast, 80%.
Oh, going too far. We're going to be going too far. The Fifth Order, Columbus Group. All right, sorry about that. I was way ahead of my...
I was into that FM mode. I was losing track.
80% chance of rain. Could be heavy at times today.
That did happen.
Highs in the upper 70s. Some clouds, a 30% chance of rain tonight. Lows in the mid-60s. 50% chance of rain tomorrow. The high in the upper 70s. Right now, mostly cloudy. 73 degrees in the breeze in Columbus. At your one and only station.
Oldies 107.9.
The way you've gone too far now, I spread my wings a little now. You let me down and cause some pain to settle, but things will change. I'm gonna grow a little.
darkened sky in its rage. But the white bird just sits in her cage, unknown.
107.9 Columbus, number one for oldies. It's a beautiful day. That's Whitebird. Hi, this is Chris Jost, and we're with some great DJs from the past. Stereo Rock 92, as we're celebrating...
Chris, wake up!
We're celebrating...
It's 2003!
The class of 67, but we're celebrating all the radio heritage that we've all enjoyed, if you're from this area, through the years. So we've gone from the AM side to now the FM side.
We should point out that the reason we played that song just now, It's a Beautiful Day, Whitebird, is because if you listened to Stereo Rock 92 back in those days, you couldn't go terribly too long without hearing it come out of the speakers.
Correct.
So that's why we played that for you.
Yeah, that was a signature song for WCOL-FM, and it's not the first time it's been played in this building either. I played it here 35 years ago when we did the first Rock FM experiment in this town. On WSPO-FM, which is now Sunny 95. Before that, a buddy and I built a bootlegger, a pirate radio station, off Tremont Road in Upper Arlington, put it on the air one night, 17 watts, licensed and authorized by absolutely nobody.
WSIN?
Yes. And it was pie plates and Army surplus, and we strung 180 feet of coaxial cable all over the backyard for an antenna. And kids would drive to where they could hear it. We played Doors and we played Stones. It was the first rock station in the city of Columbus. It went for 5 weeks. The guys at BNS dimed us out to the commission because we had a better signal in Arlington at night than they did.
Wow.
And you know something? That got us up. That got us going. It got us heard. And I got a job out of it here in this building at WSPO-FM. And when I see Pump Up the Volume, I don't know whether to sue Paramount for stealing my life or just cry. That's just the way it happened.
Now, we played our last set, we played Fifth Order.
Yeah.
And you have some history with the Fifth Order.
They were an Arlington band. I'm an Arlington brat. I'm an Arlington 68. And Billy Carroll was the singer. He came out from behind the drum kit, and he stood up and sang. And Jim Hilditch was the lead guitar player there. And Jim was in second period chemistry, Mr. Corbett's chemistry class at Arlington with me when I was a junior, and he was a senior. You could see them. They were part of the bands on the circuit. The bands on the circuit were the Dantes, Fifth Order, Sir Timothy and the Royals. What am I missing here?
The Rebounds. Right.
All those guys. And you could see them at the Dell. Where were some of the places?
Holiday Swim Club, Upper Deck.
Right.
The Draft House on North High Street, just north of Hudson Avenue. Of course, the Sugar Shack was real big. Pandora's Box on the
Pandora's
east
box
side.
On
Pandora's
east
Box
side.
On the east
oh
side.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a big, big place.
Because
and on Main Street there, that little disco there in the Bexley area. I forget the name. Love-A-Go-Go, back in the 60s and the 70s.
Well, you know, there's always been this tremendous tradition of live music in Columbus because of the inmate population of the university. We
right.
had 55,000 kids undergrad, which is what was going on in 1970. You could bring bands here and never fail. Everybody came here. And don't forget that the Ohio State Fair had incredibly hip grandstand shows. And I saw The Who in one of those grandstand shows. I saw James Taylor in one of those grandstand
Sonny
shows.
Sonny and Cher.
The James Gang.
The James Gang was because he was from Ohio.
Right.
Joe Law from Cleveland. Yeah.
Yeah. And you would also go see him play at the World Theater.
For 99 cents.
Yeah.
Saturday night, World Theater, 99 cents. The James Gang. Joe Walsh and the James. It was amazing. It was just an era that will never be revisited again. And I'm only thankful to you two guys, Carrie and my old friend Chris, for letting us come back and just relive some of this. Last night was absolutely tremendous. It was just something that it's not going to ever happen again. And I was just glad to be a part of it and to be here with my buddy Ginger.
We're just here playing the records and, you know.
Yeah, Carrie.
We're playing the records and trying to keep the spirit of what COL used to do back then alive on the radio. That's our job.
Yeah. One thing I miss, and since it is State Fair time, I do miss the grandstand and the
right.
horse track because that ambiance is not there. Even though next Saturday we're bringing in B.J. Thomas
right.
and Herman's Hermits. And we'll be there, and I hope everybody else will come out and see us out there. So we're going to hang around for another break. It's about 1:38. This weekend, we're saluting the class of 67 with great oldies, great radio memories now from FM, Stereo Rock 92. All weekend long, we're playing the music that we loved in the summer of 67. Coming up, sweet soul music.
Something's brewing, gently brewing, gently brewing, bright and clear. That's Wiedemann, Wiedemann, that's one fine beer. You can't plant taters and dig them right away. You gotta give them lots of time. That's the natural way to do it. The best way to do it, to really get something fine.
Slow, careful, gentle brewing. That's what makes Wiedemann Fine so fine, it's America's only registered beer. You know you can't cure a ham in just one day. You gotta give it lots of time. That's the natural way to do it. The best way to do it is to really get something fine. Something's brewing, gently brewing, gently brewing, bright and clear. That's Wiedemann. That's one fine beer.
The George Wiedemann Brewing Company, Newport, Kentucky.
It's been looking for the WMD. Yep, the weapons of mass distribution for car sales. They've been right here on Morse Road, and we've pulled them all together to make this the best time to get a new Hyundai. First, we have a huge inventory of new Hyundais in stock. Accent, Elantra, Sonata, Santa Fe, and Tiburon. Second, we have all the marketing firepower to make you the deal of a lifetime with interest rates as low as zero and rebates and incentives as high as $4,000. And finally, we're offering the highest trade-in allowances around. When you add all this up, it's easy to see how you can drive out in a new Dennis Hyundai with America's best warranty of 10 years, 100,000 miles for little or no down payment. So there you have it. Great selection, huge rebates, low or no interest rates, and great trade-in allowances. The weapons of mass distribution. But you'll have to hurry because our arsenal of these weapons is limited and our need for mass distribution won't last forever. Dennis, the dealer you can trust.
With Kroger's new everyday low prices and great weekly specials, you'll always find the best prices on the things you buy most. Just look for our new yellow right price tag.
Right store, the right price. Make shopping here so nice. And when it comes to saving you, there's nothing that we won't do.
Love beef, poultry, and pork. You'll love the savings during our huge meat truckload sale going on now through Saturday. For example, your Plus card will get you 10-pound boxes of Danish pork spare ribs at $1.29 a pound, 5-pound packages of Kroger Flavor Seal ground beef at 99 cents a pound, and much more. Your Plus card will also get you Coke 12 packs at 2 for $5, limit 4, and whole seedless watermelons at $1.99 each, limit 2. The everyday savings you're looking for are right here. The right store, the right price, right around the corner at Kroger.
It's the weekend that's special.
A class of 67 weekend.
Only 107.9.
Do you like good music? Dancing with the music. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
107.9 plays the great oldies at Wow-Em in Westerville.
Wow!
Oldies 107.9.
'67 weekend, all weekend long, as we're highlighting the memories of 1967, which brought us the Summer of Love, but it also brought us a lot of radio memories where we heard all that beautiful music, that great rock and roll music. And we have a very special addition to our show this afternoon. Greg Jordan, who put all this weekend together, the DJ reunion weekend, a lot of heart and soul in this, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
Well,
Greg Jordan worked at WCOL from 78 to 91 and 95 to 98. He is an OU Bobcat, just like I am, and proud of that.
You betcha.
And tell us about your memories. You were the very first 92X jockey?
Well, I was actually hired in. They held over the WCOL FM jocks, then like Mary Cousin and Tim Hodges and a few others, including Mike Perkins. But they hired in me to do middays, I think, as I recall. But I was the first jock hired in as 92X launched back in March. I think it was March 1st of 78.
So we make another transition in the history of FM rock in this city from the progressive rock that we talked about earlier with Neil and Steve. Now right. We're moving into pop FM.
Well, QFM
takes over FM.
Really? Yeah. Well, QFM had actually taken a big dent out of COL-FM with their Drake Chenault type of format that they were using in that capacity back then. They were somewhere between a tight playlist and a loose playlist, and they were actually doing some hurt to it. So 92X at first was an attempt to go between WNCI and QFM for the first couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
In 1980, then went ahead and was pretty much straight line top 40 after that and went after NCI head on. Actually took them over during the mid-80s. Pretty much on the market as far as top 40.
Now, what was your favorite memory? Or just one that just always will be in your head no matter what you do to try to get rid of it, or maybe you won't, but just this always stays right there. That when you think of working...
It's hard to say. Anyway, from winning the Media League Softball Championship in 85, that was a blast. I remember the first song played on 92X was Feels Like the First Time from Foreigner.
All right. That's some nice
trivia. There's a whole bunch of things, but I just remember growing up listening to COL, and that's what got me into this, really, because it flipped my switch to get into radio. At age 10, all of a sudden, I decided I want to do this.
Mm.
So That's why I was so I'm so proud to be actually be a part of this in the capacity that I am.
Now, did you print a hit list back then? A weekly hit list? A weekly buy list? I mean, did you print it? Did you make it available for the public?
As in 92X?
Yes.
Yes,
you did. Okay. Well, we have Doug Tracy here. He's a Walnut Ridge High grad and a WCOL nut. And with Hitline Survey Histories, Doug, tell us about what you've been able to hold on to for the last 30 or 40 years.
Oh, I've been, I was imprinted with WCOL and all the great music coming off the radio station ever since I was a 12-year-old newspaper boy delivering the Columbus Citizen Journal back in the early 60s and then all the way up through the 70s. So, and over the years, I was accumulating all kinds of music and all kinds of artifacts, but never really realized I was a collector until a few years ago. I looked back or looked in my basement and realized I've got all this stuff. So that's kind of my story.
So I think every Tuesday was the new release day where they would the Lazarus Music Shops, or music shops for me in Lancaster, was the RC Music Store that we'd run down after school and be there and see what was number one on WCOL and just
Margo Records. Mm-hmm. Marco Records in Columbus, across from Lazarus. That was my hangout.
Now, you have a website. Are you going to share some of this for everybody out there?
Oh, absolutely. There's such great music stories coming out of Columbus over the years. And what I'm trying to do is I want to document, preserve, and then share these stories on ColumbusMusicHistory.com.
Excellent.
And that'll be launched in the fall.
Okay, for all of us, the keepers of the flame, I thank you very much. Johnny Lane, thank you. Any passing words you'd like to share with us before we close it up for the afternoon?
It's been wonderful to see these 25 to 30 years coming back to the present day, and I'll remember this for the rest of my life. I know that.
Well, I know it's been a hoot for me, and I know it's going to happen again.
We'd like to thank Chris Joes for putting it all together. And Kerry Paul for letting us come and do it.
Thank you, Joe. You know,
Kerry Paul, that round of applause. Yeah,
this is the only radio station in Columbus worth listening to. Really. If you really get down to it, this is the only station in town where there is some personality involved with the radio. Everything is just garbage.
Really? I'm not going to say that.
You're working a business.
You try to listen to music in the morning. The only station to listen for music in the morning is WODB.
Thanks.
I mean, it is. That's it.
Thanks for the props. All and, right. You know, I'm a kid. I was born in New York and grew up in New York, but all my mom's family's from Dayton. So I got to hear my WCOL in dribs and drabs when we came out here for vacations and stuff like that. But it was always, I always looked forward when we were driving across Ohio to get to the point where I could turn on WCOL and listen to it. So for that little bit that you guys, you know, touched my life, thanks.
All right. This weekend, we're saluting the class of 67 with great oldies from the 1967 year all weekend long. Coming up, the Monkees.
It just doesn't seem possible that Wilco department stores have been present in the greater Columbus area for 5 full years, but it's true. To show how happy they are to be a part of this great community, they're having a giant 5th anniversary celebration now at all 3 Columbus Wilco stores with unheard-of bargains for everyone. Here are just a few of the tremendous savings available. Famous Shepherd quality outdoor storage sheds of deep-ribbed structural steel with smooth sliding nylon roller-bearing doors, ideal for bikes, lawnmowers, tools, and garden equipment. Big 6x5 foot size, only $55 each. Extra large 8x7 foot size, just $77. A savings of over $20. Pay no money down and only $5 a month. And there's genuine latex exterior paint. Anniversary sale priced at 2 full gallons for only $6. Shop Wilco now for these and other sensational anniversary sale bargains at Graceland's, Great Southern, and Great Western shopping centers. Open daily 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Sunday, 11:30 to 5:30.
Now, the builder who thinks of everything gives you everything, with more upgrades included than any other builder.
This is Shelley Shively, president of Truberry Group. Go ahead and wish for the best. Stainless steel appliances, wrought iron spindles, California closets, and more. Our new Wish package is now included with every custom home.
Truberry, building fine homes, one wish at a time.
If
It's a great time to build a luxury home, but don't expect today's interest rates or our wish package to be around forever.
Hey, Mom, don't forget about the great neighborhoods we have where kids can find new friends, parks, riding trails, and schools close to home.
She's right. We're giving you many reasons to build with Trueberry Group this summer. So call 890-5588 or visit Trueberry.com.
Trueberry Group, building fine homes one wish at a time.
Welcome to Herd's Lube World. How can I help you?
Yeah, do you have another location on the other side of town? This one isn't very close to my home.
Oh, yeah, sure. We got that one over on Broad and... I'm lying. No, this is the only location we got.
Oh, do you have plans of opening more?
Oh, yeah, we got a long list of people who really want to open another store. Once again, I'm lying. No, we can barely keep this one open. No one wants to open another.
Think it's because of your lying, Herb?
Wouldn't it be nice if your oil change place was just more convenient?
You know, you might be closer if you just drove faster.
Yeah, how about I drive away faster?
Well, at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, odds are it is. You see, we're one of the oldest, most trusted, and fastest-growing organizations in the quick lube industry. So, if there isn't a Valvoline Instant Oil Change close to your home, there probably will be soon. Looking for convenience? It's simple. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Cars. We know them. We love them.
Start your summer off right with a trip to Valvoline Instant Oil Change and keep cool all summer long. Their AC service is now available at all 19 Columbus area locations. Call 1-800-FAST-CHANGE for one near you.
They know who's in charge. But germs never listen.
Ouch, Mom!
So all our cuts get Neosporin for infection protection that lasts.
Bye, Mom!
Even when I'm not there.
24 hours after application, Neosporin Original is 8 times more effective than even the leading prescription topical antibiotic at keeping skin germ-free.
So now germs know who's in charge, too.
Longer-lasting infection protection. That's Neosporin. Every cut, every time. Use as directed.
I love this weather.
Just ahead of much more music, here's your National Weather Service forecast. 80% chance of rain, could be heavy at times today. Highs in the upper 70s. Some clouds and a 30% chance of rain tonight with a low in the mid-60s. 50% chance of rain tomorrow, the high in the upper 70s. Right now, mostly cloudy skies. 73 degrees in Columbus. That's your one and only station.
Oldies 107.9.